ज्ञानतिमिरान्धस्य ज्ञानञ्जनशलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। वंशाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः। नमो महावदन्याय कृष्ण प्रेम प्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्ण चैतन्य नाम्ने गौरतिशे नमः। गुरवे गौरचन्द्राय राधिकायै तदालय कृष्णाय कृष्ण भक्ताय तद्भक्ताय नमो। तवैवास्मि न जीवामि त्वया विना इति विज्ञाय राधे तन्मय मां शरणति। अङ्गश्यामलिं छटाभिरमितुं मन्दे कृतं देवरं जाग्रं जागुदरोचिसं विदधतं पट्टं वरस्य श्रिया वृन्दारण्यनिवासिनं हृदिलसद्दामाभिरामोदरम् राधास्कंद निवेशितो जलभुजं ध्याये। इसे गुरु गौरांग राधा विनोद बिहारी जी के कृपा से आज खेलन बन रामघाट बिहार बन तपोवन कासरेट ग्राम अक्षरगढ़ चीरघाट से बच्छवन और वहां से गरुड़ गोविंद ये सब स्थानों को दर्शन करके हम लोग यहाँ पर लौटे हैं। सबसे पहले हम लोग खेलन बन आजकल उसको शेरगढ़ करते हैं वहां पर पहुंचे। कृष्ण सखाओं के साथ में खेलते थे वहां पर विविध प्रकार की क्रीड़ा और राधे जी भी अपनी सहेलियों के साथ में वहां पर खेलती थी क्रीड़ा करती थी विहार करती थी इसलिए उस वन का नाम खेलन बन पड़ा। किसी समय में जटिला राधा जी की सास और राधा जी की ननद कुटिला ये सब राधा जी के विरुद्ध में ये सती नहीं है इस प्रकार से उसकी निंदा करते थे राधा जी का। एक दिन कृष्ण बीमार पड़ गए बहुत से वैद्य इत्यादि आए ठीक नहीं हुए अंत में जोगमाया आई उन्होंने कहा कोई सती नारी जमुना जी से 1000 छिद्र वाले घड़े से पानी ले आए तब तो ये बच सकते हैं कृष्ण अथवा नहीं बचे। सब लोगों ने कहा जटिला तो बहुत सती है नारी है उसको जोगमाया ने 1000 छिद्र वाले एक घड़ा दिया ये जमुना से पानी ले आओ और उसे कृष्ण का स्नान कराने से ठीक हो जाए। वो अपने का बहुत ही सती पतिव्रता स्त्री समझती थी वो वहां गई और पानी भरने के लिए गड़ा उपाया और सब पानी निकल गया वहीं परख करके वो लौट गई चली गई अपने घर। इसके बाद में कुटिला को बुलाया कुटिला भी पानी भरने गई पानी भरा किंतु सब पानी गिर गया वो भी लज्जित होकर के जाओ चली गई किसी को मुख नहीं दिखलाया। तब किसी को भी बुलाया गया, कोई नहीं आया, तो अंत में पौर्णमासी जी ने कहा, राधा जी को बुलाया, अच्छा तुम जाओ तो तुम पानी ले आओ तो कृष्ण बच सकेंगे तो नहीं। राधा जी गई और पानी भरा, एक बूंद भी नहीं गिरा, और पानी को ले आकर के पौर्णमासी जी ने कृष्ण का अभिषेक कर दिया, पानी से स्नान करा दिया और कृष्ण उठ करके खड़े हो गए। और सब लोग कहने लगे, जटिला कुटला ये पतिव्रता नहीं है, ये राधा जी ही पतिव्रता है, इस प्रकार से कृष्ण ने प्रमाणित किया। ये लीला खेलन बन में हुई। वहां से फिर राम घाट में गए और वहां के लीला के संबंध में ये
misunderstood. It can be misunderstood because Now, why accommodate Blessed Shemuel? Because Shemuel is generally in Vrindavan considered to be none other than the Shakya Devi, correct? Yes. But there's another part of Shemuel that flows further, and that is the expansion of Kalindi, one of Krishna's creams in Dwarka. And it was this part of the Jamuna, that Jamuna which goes into the sea, who's the wife of the sun god, that Baladev engaged in this way. He would never act in such a manner with Vishaka, Krishna's dearly beloved. So, in this way, these pastimes went on, and this is the memory and the beautiful movement that we are trying to conjure up when we go to God. And today we have the opportunity and pleasure to make the best of that most holy place, and to bring the blessings and mercies of Baladev and all the Virgin Devas
there. Okay, total report. Translation.
So on the way to Mount God, we passed through Kiranman. So there, Sri Krishna with his coward boyfriends and Radhika with her sakis would enjoy many types of playful pastimes. Kiranman means to play, so Kiranman. So one time, we know that Jatila, the mother-in-law of Radhika, and Kutila, the sister-in-law, are always giving so many different types of torches to Srimati Radhika. Then in order to rectify this, one time Sri Krishna manifested himself as becoming very sick. That time many types of doctors came and many types of medicines were delivered, but Krishna was not alleviated from his sickness. That time Sri Yogamaya Devi came and said, if anyone can bathe Krishna in water that has been brought from the Yamuna in a pot with 1,000 holes, then Krishna can be cured. So, Jatila, she's always very proud. I'm the most chaste woman in Vrindavan. Radhika is very unchaste. Then she came with her pot with 1,000 holes. She filled it up and gave herself Abhishek, because all the water came out from every hole. Then she was so much embarrassed, because this is proof that she is not so much chaste. This is a very embarrassing thing. Therefore, she, without saying anything to anyone, she ran away secretly. Then Jatila, she came up for her time, and also Kutila. So Jatila came first, Kutila came second, then she took her part of 1,000 holes, and also the same thing. Therefore she was very much embarrassed, and she returned. Then no one else was willing to become publicly blasphemed in such a way. Then Yogamaya said, I think Radhika, she should try. Therefore Radhika, she prayed, If I only ever thought of one man in my whole life, may my chastity be protected. Radhika took her part with 1,000 holes, but not even one drop fell from that. Yogamaya took that water from the head of Radhika and bathed Krishna in that. He immediately stood up and was cured. Then everyone was gossiping, yes, Jatila and Kutila are very unchaste, but Radhika really, she is the topmost chaste woman in Braj. Go Premanandi.
अभी बलदेव जी के रास के संबंध में बतलाया श्री चक्रवर्ती ठाकुर ने कहा है ये रास लाला जो कि वो कृष्ण की सखियां अलग थी बलदेव प्रभु जी की अलग थी और जमुना जी को खींचा जमुना तो विशाखा जी हैं तो विशाखा जी को किस प्रकार से वो खींच सकते हैं और ये विशाखा जी राधा जी की सखी हैं और उनकी वैभव प्रकाश समुद्रगामिनी जमुना है ब्रज में रहने वाली वो जमुना है विशाखा समुद्रगामिनी जाने वाली वो अलग है उनका वैभव प्रकाश है इसलिए उस यमुना को खींचा जो समुद्र के तरफ में जाती है समुद्र जिनके पति हैं इसलिए इसमें कोई दोष नहीं हुआ।
Also, we heard about Sri Baladev's Ras Lila. Here in his commentary, Sri Vishwanatha Thakur explains that Krishna had a separate group of gopis and Balaram also had a separate group of gopis. Here a doubt may come that how can Balaram catch hold of Yamuna, who is otherwise Vishaka, who is Krishna's demon sati? Then the answer is given that the portion of the Yamuna which flows towards the ocean is known as Kalindi, and she is the wife of the ocean. So it is that portion of the Yamuna named Kalindi which Balaram dragged towards himself.
Biharban. Yo.
So under the guidance of Srila Gurudev, Vaishnava, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, we went to Biharvan. So Biharvan is the place of Radha Krishna's pastimes and also the place of Sri Krishna's tending cows. So as we know that Sri Krishna used to tend many cows there. Sri Krishna, he early morning used to go for tending cows, and that time Mother Yashoda used to follow him, and despite being returned so many times on the pretext of she used to follow Krishna. Krishna used to tell her, please go back. And she would say, no, your peacock feather is not right. You should set it right. Then after walking a few steps, she again come behind him. He should say that, let me chant some mantras to protect you in the forest. Then again Krishna will walk and look ahead. Then she will tell Krishna that, listen, that she will tell Subal, Shiram, that Subal should walk on his left hand side, Shiram should walk on his right hand side, Baladev should walk in the walk in the front, and you should protect Krishna, make sure that nothing will happen to him, guard him completely. Then she will tell Krishna, then again Krishna will walk a little ahead, and again she will stop Krishna and say, Vatsasthava Tandarish Vicharan Dura Pracharyaman, Nusar Vakshak Laha Brahma Vrusham Narayana Dasasi, Nikthit Tasya Yashodaya Murikur Vyad Jagat Viswara Vipushthan Vaya Gara Vrida Vasha Apakta Bhavu Sumitam. Krishna, she will tell Krishna, if you see some forest animals, then what you should do, you should remember Narayana, he is our family deity. And Krishna doesn't want to smile. He is pressing his lower lip and upper lip and he is hiding his smile. So Yashoda is completely covered by the Mahaguruja. Then finally Krishna tells her, Mother, you have to go back now because you have to send the lunch for the forest and then we have to take his lunch and you have to then you have to send lunch for us, you have to prepare the lunch. So it's you have my bhav. If you don't return now, you have to return my bhav. So he will give his whole oath to Yashoda and then Yashoda will come back. But anyways, all the gopis, they will be standing on high place mountain, just watching Krishna going. And all the long Krishna will tend cows there. The sakas will play, they will have lunch there. And there, Krishna will expand as many sakas are there. And he will honor their the prasad he has brought from home. He will feed what he has brought from the home, he will put in their mouth. And then sakas will also feed him what they have brought from their own home. Then Krishna will expand and every sakha will massage the feet of Krishna. Krishna will take as many forms as the sakhas. So this is the place of sakhyas also. They will climb on different trees, imitating the frogs, imitating the movements of birds, imitating the movement of swans. And also night time also Krishna's rasa will take place there. Evening time he will come back from the forest. Sarang Ramanatha Manakta Srimila Avada Srimila Avada Nyadri Vrinda Chepa Bhakaran Sritta Mantrakshanani Sobhat Vipa Samanita Pradatma Mahimudha Kiru Gopal Mokte Sarang Akrishna Vrinda Avada Sritta Shkhyaya Virnada. He will play the flute. His flute song will attract the cows. He will call them Vishanki, Mantasthani, Pradashungi, Pinyakshani, Mudanuki, Bhumale, Shabri, Yamsi, Aushukri, Kiti Srimila Avada, Ki Mudhi, Dhrina, Dhiki, Bani, Vidrata Mahavaya Bhagavan Chitta Bhagavan. Gopis infancy when Krishna is playing the flute and calling every single cow by the name and hearing the name of the cows, gopis will feel uddipit in the heart. And then Krishna is returning from the evening time, his face is covered by the dust and he is a little tired. Shanto Piramakruti, Gopasri, Naimatsu, Vinashu, Shreyansi, Vatkeshava. Although he is tired, but he looks very, very attractive. Then also in the night time, there will be Rasa in the Viharavan. Gopis will be dancing with Sri Krishna. He is like, this is a place very decorated by Krishna's sweet pastimes, Madhura pastime, Vatsala pastimes, Sakya pastimes. So therefore, this Vrindavan actually is decorated by Krishna's fruit song. Mukunda Murali of the Shravana Shuddha of Bandhavi, Tadamma Tadam Pitapati, Tadamma Kujandara, Karindagiri Nandini, Kamala Chandara and Dorina. So this beautiful Vrindavan Dham, this Viharavan is also part of the Kerala. As we know that Srimati Radhika, after Krishna went from Vrindavan to Mathura, Srimati Radhika went to Kerala and in Kerala she jumped in the water of Jamuna. When she jumped in the water of Jamuna, actually the Vishakha Devi took her to the sun god's planet. There she was lamenting in separation of Krishna. When she was lamenting in separation of Krishna, the wife of sun god actually told that Vishakha that take her to see the four-armed form of Narayana, maybe she will be pacified. And then Vishakha told, no, she is not attracted to any form, four-armed form. She is only attracted to the two-armed form of Krishna. She told that Gopinam Pashupendra Nandanesha Bhavasya Kastam Kudhi Vidnyanam Shavade Duruha Padavik Sancharana Pakriyam Avishnava Gavashnava Vikram Tasmin Ujjadishnavi Vyasa Mahanta Chatur Vidavuchim Rabha Dev Kunchati. Gopis are not attracted to the four-armed form. If they see the four-armed form, the love in their heart actually becomes condensed, contracted. Their love is only they are only attracted to Krishna who has two-armed form. Radhika says that the boy who has no peacock feather on the head, one who has his face is not decorated by the mirrors from the Govardhan, who has no flute in his arm.
What seems to be talking about the beauty of Krishna, how Srimati Radhika only attracted to Krishna in his two-handed form, not in four-handed form.
Vatshavan. Oh. Vatshavan.
Cheer God first. On Chakrapati Rudhishtra Kripa Sindhu Deva Chakrapati Dharapati Guru Vishnu Yoga Nandi. In the dust of the lotus feet of my holy masters on my head, Shri Prabhupada, Shri Govind Maharaj and Shri Gurudeva, I will speak something on the Chirgat Pasana. After visiting Ramgat and Biharan under the guidance of Shri Gurudeva Vaishnavas, we went to the beautiful Chirgat. Chir Ghat means stealing the Ghat where some theft had been produced, had been performed. After performing the Katyayani Vrata, the young gopis came. That was the last day of their Vrata, and they were bathing in the Jamuna River up to their neck. And they had been doing very slow austerity for the whole months in order to please Katyayani. Every morning they would make a deity of the day, of the goddess with sand and earth and offer to her different sweetmeats and flowers. And especially they would offer more hard chanting in prayers, asking her, please, O Mahamayi, O great goddess, make it so that we can become the wives of Krishna. Let him become our husband, Pati. And here we have explained that Pati means Upapati or Param. So, for a whole month they were performing this vrata. This was the last day. And the gopis were bathing in the Jamuna. At that time Krishna, still very young, 5 or 6 years old, with a few little boys, half naked, following him, he came. And as they were bathing, he collected all their clothes and then climbing the kadamba tree that we have now religiously circumambulated today. expose the different clothes of the gopis on the different branches.